Hello?
Hey Alex, how are you? Good morning.
Oh, morning, morning.
Are you ready for rubber?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, thank you. Time for
Hello?
Hello?
This is Robert. Hey, Robert.
Yes.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right, yourself?
Can't complain, can't complain, you know. I'm alive. One second, let me just pull up your stuff here. And you're having issues with the speeds, right? Like it's been, is it, has it been consistently slow or intermittently slow?
No, they're intermittently slow. Like sometimes they'll be working all right, and then like just a little bit ago, I couldn't get nothing to load on any device in the house. And when it finally did, it was pulling maybe 100 megs, and then it would drop. Then I'd be pulling 900, then it'll drop and pull 200 megs. You know, just random. And it's been going on for like 2 weeks now.
Let's see.
I even went out and bought a whole brand new $300 router that's supposed to be one of the best ones out, and still having trouble.
Oh, you use your own router?
I do now because I thought the issue was with the router you guys gave me, but come to find out, it's not the router you guys gave me.
Check on the ONT side, see if there's anything going on there. Give me one moment.
Yep. Yeah, because I went out and bought a tri-band Wi-Fi 7 router, and it has the 6 gigahertz band that can get up to 5,700 megabytes. And I haven't even, you know, once in a while I'll pull up to a gig, but that's very rarely.
Could be something affecting. I've seen quite a few differences here, but that shouldn't cause slowness of speed. Light levels look good.
Yeah, because I was so happy to have fiber optic internet finally, and then sadly to say, at the moment, my spectrum that's through coax is faster because I have that in my house as well.
You're both in your house?
Yeah, I have you guys and spectrum.
Your spectrum mode for like the internet as well?
Yeah.
I like on like different parts of the home though, right? And
Yeah.
not like it's not like side by side or anything.
No, nope. This router that I'm using now is mostly I'm using it for wired stuff, not for wireless. And then my spectrum I use for the wireless for everybody else in the house. is when I first hooked it up, I was pulling about 1,300, no problem, and it was consistent for a bit, and then it just, I don't know what happened. I went in, I changed all the settings in the router to everything it needed to be. So, I definitely know it ain't the router now.
Yeah, it might be something with the actual ONT is what it's looking like. Because there seems to be quite a few, I mean, it's not like a whole lot of errors, but it's enough that it can cause what you're describing is intermittent slowdowns and sometimes just disconnection, right?
The disconnections are rare. It's mostly really, really just slow.
Really slow. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's part of the same system because, like, if you think about it this way, like, if a car starts and stops, it's moving at a slow rate of speed. It's the same kind of thing with the Wi-Fi sometimes. If it's disconnecting and connecting rapidly, it's going to look like slow speed to you. And really, it's just dropping connection multiple times and then connecting back. It just looks like slow speeds to you. But that's what it looks like it is here, because I do see quite a number of disconnections, actually, just even in the past couple of days.
Yeah, it's just gotten worse. That's why I called again.
So this is what I can do. It's definitely gonna need some physical intervention, like, you know, someone to actually come to you. I can see what days we have available.
Yeah, I don't know if this matters, but like the day that you guys came out to hook everything up, the pole down the road wasn't even hooked up. They weren't even getting light up here, and they spent like 6 hours here fixing that. And so I don't know, maybe that's the issue, whatever they...
I think there just probably could be a bend near maybe like the splice or the mid. It all depends. It's kind of hard to tell. Obviously, I can't see the physical connections from where I am, but there's obviously something, an issue along that line that they'd have to go and check. So I'm going to see right now. Give me 1 second. Let me see what time slots we got.
Yeah, anything works. It doesn't matter for me. Someone's always home.
Would you mind today?
Yeah, you can come today. I'll be here all day, so.
We have
just to make sure they're gonna have to come in the house, right?
Yes.
I'm only asking so I can make sure I have my dogs put up when they get here.
They might have to come in the house, correct?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so I got. Let me just make sure I got the right time slots. We changed our time slots recently. Just gonna ask if I can do it. Give me 1 second.
Yep. That's the 11, right?
Yep, I got two overeaten eggs.
There's no meat on this. It's not the 11.
It's supposed to be bacon on this.
So I actually have a slot at 1:30.
Okay.
All right. Let me just put my notes in here too so the tech can know what to look for.
Yeah,
opportunity.
I am muted. Hey, Derek.
You locked in for 1:30.
Okay.
And tech will probably just need looking to check inside the home and outside. So. And.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any other issues that were you wanted to address?
Nope, that's it. It's the connection issue.
Perfect. I got you set up. There's nothing else.
Nope.
Hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy holidays, and I hope that gets resolved for you today, man.
All right. Thank you.
No worries.
Bye.